basically, one of the top judges, I think his name was Alan Goldsack, had said that he was planning from now on to for anyone who's caught growing cannabis, that they were going to be put in prison without warning. So I'll tell you what, I'll play that one again, just so you got a bit of context. So this is the people of Sheffield talking about whether they think Alan Goldsack is right to imprison anyone who's been caught growing cannabis.
Well, yeah, drugs are drugs, aren't they? So I think anyone who's caught with it, caught growing it, should be dealt with.
So you don't think they should be, like, given a warning or anything?
No, not really. Everyone knows it's illegal, so just punish them straight away. It'd be the same for a shoplifter. People know that shoplifting's wrong, they'd be treated in the same way.
I think so. I think that's quite rightly the thing to do.
And do you think it might put people off growing it in future?
Potentially. I suppose that's what they are trying to do, aren't they?
I'll tell you the truth, I think it's right stance, because everyone knows things are, times are hard. Everyone's trying to do something, everyone's doing it. You've got to draw the line somewhere, haven't you? You know, it's just giving people more chance to kind of do it, you know, if they know they're not going to go to prison. But if you deter them from doing it, then obviously people are going to stop doing it. If I'd seen that in the paper, I'd think, well, I'd think twice about growing it, let's put it that way, if I know I'm going to go to prison. But I think a lot do it because they know, like, if you have so many plants or something, that you can't get locked up. So if they scrap that, then people won't be growing it.
Do you think that's kind of a bit harsh, or do you think it's a good stance for him to take?
It's a bit harsh.
A bit harsh. Yeah. Do you think it'll put people off, or...?
No.
No. Well, yeah, I like that person in the middle who I said, oh, do you think it'll put people off growing cannabis? She's like, well, I think that's what they're trying to do. She sounded really sarcastic. Absolutely mad. But yeah, what do you think about it? Basically, this, quite a lot of the top judges in Sheffield have said that this is a stance they're going to take. It's a good idea? I suppose so. I mean, I guess it'd cut off supply of cannabis if less people were growing it. But then again, it wouldn't stop the problem of crime involved with drugs, because the drugs itself isn't, well, obviously it is a crime, but it doesn't cause anyone any pain really. But it's more like the problem with drugs is all the stuff around it, like the robbery and theft and stuff like that. Like, people can't eventually get addicted and they can't afford it anymore, so they do other crimes around it. So I think that's the real issue here.
How do you know so much about drugs?
I think you should ask one of the guys on that little clip you played there. He looked like he was doing it. Well, I might think twice about it now.
No, he was a cool guy. He was a cool guy. Yeah, that was, speaking to a lot of people, it was their first day at Sheffield Hallam University, so he seemed quite happy to talk to me because he wasn't talking to anyone else.
Yeah,
but I know that feeling. Right, next news story. This is something that was in the Sheffield Star recently. Oh, this is the thing I spoke about originally, actually. No, this was the 20-mile-an-hour residential street plan. And again, I went out into the streets of Sheffield to find out what people thought.
It would definitely make things safer because there's a lot of schools around there and a lot of people crossing what is a residential street. So the whole area, in fact, is a whole big area is just 20 miles an hour. Doesn't make any difference to people. They just fly up the street about 50 normally, and then they stop 10 minutes while they turn the corner. So it makes no difference. I don't think it would make any difference. I think it does make it safer, yeah.
Well, for the children's safety, if they're schools and stuff, and I think, like, you've got to aware itself, like trying to just obey the rules, or down to yourself basically. If you want your community to be safe, you're going to have children eventually, you're like they to live in the safe environment basically, so that would be good.
I don't think it'll make a difference, because wherever it's 40 and then it goes to 30, people still go at 40, people are still going to go at 30. Yeah, I don't think people will listen.
Cool. No, I don't,
because people get so frustrated when people drive slowly that then people are going to be trying to overtake, and that causes more accidents than if you just left it at 30.
So you think it might be more dangerous?
Could be. I don't know.
I like how she laughed, like it was a funny subject. Yeah, it might be more dangerous. I also like